Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting second. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Campbell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Clemens moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson strikes out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Bolin reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolin scores. Keene moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. Lanier moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell misplays the ball. That's an error on Campbell. Davenport moves to third. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-0, Giants. Don Elston now pitching. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keene for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mays reaches second base with a double. There goes Lanier trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Rogers, who relays the ball to Bertel, who tags Lanier, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart juggles the ball. That's an error on Hart. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Don Elston. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jake Giekel now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Clemens moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clemens moves to third. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabrielsen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gabrielsen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bolin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella pinch hits for Jake Jekyll. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Warner now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lanier moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. Lanier moves to third. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to second. Matty Alou pinch runs for Orlando Cepeda. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lanier scores. Hart scores. Alou moves to third. Davenport moves to second. It's 8-0, Giants. Freddie Burdett now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Haller is walked intentionally. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Keene now playing first base. Matty Alou now playing right field. Jose Cardenal now playing left field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Clemens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clemens moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mays reaches second base with a double. Lanier goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hart strikes out. 2 outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gabrielson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 3 in the game. Bertel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.